وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 1st of Shawwal and 1445 year in South Africa. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on the ending of Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 185. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, and you must complete the period of 30 days, 29 days of fasting of Ramadan. And when that is finished, like now we are finished with that, so what should you do, O Ummah? وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and you should glorify Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. Why? Because he, حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, informed us, زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير, beautify and adorn your Eid with تكبير, and glorify the name of Almighty Allah. Why must we glorify Allah's name? وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, because Almighty Allah gave you priority number one, and that is Hidayat, Iman, Islam. What is this Hidayat? نُورٌ وَضَأَهُ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ, that radiance and effulgence which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inserts in the inner recesses of our heart, so we can draw a distinction, a dichotomy between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Therefore, every rakat of every salat, every unit of every prayer, we are begging, beseeching Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. O Almighty Allah, you guide us to the straight path, guide us to the path of the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, to the path of the Siddiqeen, those who are extremely, extremely truthful, and to the path of the martyrs, and was Salihin, the path of those who are pious. So it shows that Almighty Allah has already warned us that which is the right path and whom should we be following. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and then we will go out to our Eidgah, to our Musalla, and on the periphery outskirts of the town or city or wherever we are, and if it is inclement weather, then in the masjid. Why will we go out? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, to perform our Eidul Fitr Salat, and that is the day of Shukrana, it is the day of thanksgiving, of gratitude. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, through your benevolence, through your grace, through your mercy, you gave us the month of Ramadan. How we relish and cherish, we remember the Siyam and Qiyam, how we remember the fasting and the Taraweeh Salat. how we remember the suhoor and the iftar. We woke up early in the morning, we cried, we begged Almighty Allah, and iftar time, we all were smiling, young and old, male and female. Now the time has come just to wait for the adhan, the Maghrib adhan. Insert the date in our mouth and the water and tea and samosas and bhajjas and whatever else. So imagine all that. When will it occur again? Who will be alive next year, Ramadan 1446? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. So that is what this day is all about. So what is the definition of shukr? Shukr is irda'ul mun'im bi'ni'amihi, that we please our benefactor who gave us all these bounties that are recurring and conferred upon us and showering upon us. It's very, very sad that today, now after the Eid Salat, now we go to the Zoo Lake, we go to such places that are undesirable. So that is pouring water over all our righteous deeds and actions. Why not we think of the people of Sudan, of Kashmir, of India, of the Burmese Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims? Why not we think of the people of Syria and Libya? So many places, all these are Muslims. They cannot even have a bath, some of them today, because of the war. The bombs are raining upon them. They don't even know whether they will have a meal on this day of Eid al-Fitr. So do we ever think of them? Sometimes we are in the lap of luxury. We become oblivious of the plight of the poor and the needy and destitute. O Ummah, cry to Almighty Allah. If you celebrated Eid already yesterday, or you celebrating Eid today, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept from us and accept from you and our humble broken efforts. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go now to our news, views and interviews on day number 188 of the Gaza genocide, and to bring you up to speed with what has happened locally, nationally and internationally. The head of Hamas, our brother Ismail Haniyeh, the Israeli Harami, super murderer, super terrorist, Hitler's children martyred his three sons, and they killed his grandchildren yesterday on the day of Eid. Remember, this was deliberate, premeditated murder, and the world is witnessing, and America, and Britain, and France, and Germany, and Italy, and these European countries, they will still support Israel, with the world seeing that. Who the real super terrorists are. Therefore, yesterday I sent out an article. Oh, you foolish Israelis, apartheid Zionists. Now Ismail Haniyeh's popularity will increase by 500%. I sent it out to the listeners and yesterday on all the groups and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Almighty Allah accept their martyrdom, and Almighty Allah grant our Mujahideen, Hamas, Taliban, and whoever else victory against all the enemies. According to the latest press reports, yesterday alone, the Israelis murdered and martyred 120 plus Palestinians in different parts of Palestine. May Almighty Allah decimate and dismantle this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So Serbia is secretly sending arms to Israel. We remember what happened in 1995, that day in Bosnia, and what happened to the Muslims. The same people deserves how they murdered and killed approximately 10,000 of our Muslim men, women, and children. How they raped our women. They also our arch enemy. So all because they are Christians, and we must remember it's not only the Jutlas and the Jews, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. That is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus and the idol worshippers. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Hindus, And that is your worst. So it does not absolve the Christians or the Buddhists or others. They are also our enemies. See what they are doing now, sending arms and so forth. See there the Buddhists, what they are doing to the Muslims in Burma, the Rohingya Muslims and so forth and so on. So in most countries of the world, 80-90% Eid was already celebrated yesterday. May Almighty Allah bless this Ummah, forgive our sins and transgressions. May Almighty Allah unite our hearts on this Mubarak day of Eid al-Fitr. And during this month of Shawwal, did you read the dua, O listener? All the listeners, whether you are of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or of Sirius FM, or Radio Al-Ansar International, say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Shawwal a month of Khair and goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness for us, our families, and the international global Ummah. Biden, Joe Biden, Butcher Biden, tells Bibi Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, the war criminal, that Bibi is making a big mistake in Gaza and so forth and so on. What does all that help? You must remember when you had the opportunity to go for a ceasefire, you America, war criminal, super terrorist, 3 times on various occasions in United Nations, you vetoed it. So don't blame anybody else. You are guilty just like Israel because you overlooked the war crimes, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing that is taking place there. The Taliban there in Afghanistan will return the land that were usurped and snatched away by the warlords previously. So that is what Islam teaches us. Deen. Deen means political justice, economic justice, social justice. So that is what is happening there. So may Almighty Allah bless our Taliban, our Hamas, our Jihad-e-Islami, and may Almighty Allah bless our Mujahideen. Obviously, if you start looking for faults and so forth, you will find 1,000 faults. But let us look at the good and see how they are fighting for the sake of Islam and keeping the banner of Islam alive, remember. How many million faults we have? How many million, billion sins we have committed? Tuba man shaghalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannat for that person, that who is so engrossed looking at his own faults and does not have much time to look at the faults of others and so forth and so on. So Israel is already threatening Iran that if you attack us from Iran, then we will attack your nuclear facilities. So remember that this is all saber rattling. They can't even defeat Hamas after 6 months. They can't even defeat Hezbollah there in Lebanon. They can't even defeat Ansarullah. These are all the Shia groups. We say Shias are not Muslim, but Allah grant them Hidayat. And mashallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bi rajul al-fajir. Verily, sometimes Almighty Allah helps this deen of Islam and religion of Islam with non-Muslims also. So that is what we are witnessing. And then we see the question is posed in the Haaretz newspaper. Has Hamas won? So obviously they won. Who could stand 6 months and more against Israel with all their bombs, more than 60, 70 countries helping them and assisting them? And yet, you must remember, they can't find Yahya Sinwar. Yet all the hostages are still in the hands of Hamas and so forth. A humiliation, disgrace, absolute disgrace for Netanyahu, the Israeli regime, the Americans, the British, and all their supporters and backers and so forth. The next are very, very sad items of news. So it's gone viral. So we try to, you must remember, verify it so you can see it yourself. So if this is true, you must remember, I passed the statement maybe 1-2 years ago, 1 year, 2 years ago. I told you MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. So it's gone viral. So many people send it to me. And the note written there at the bottom is, the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, remember from India, from the consulate there in Jeddah or wherever. So they were allowed inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. Remember, this is absolutely haram against the teachings of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah teaches us In Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 28, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places, Almighty Allah uses this phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, innamal mushrikuna najas, that these non-Muslims, mushrikeen, idol worshippers, they najas, they impure, they napak, and in their aqidah and in their belief structure, فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ آمِيمْ هَذَا. Never mind, enter Masjid al-Haram, that is the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the Masjid, the Baytullah. They should not even approach it and come near it after this year, that is after the ninth year. So therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, right on his deathbed, when Master alayhi salatu salam was in his fatal illness, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ, expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. This is our foundation. But this MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan Harami, will invite these people. Why? So that his business dealings with them can continue. We know what India is doing, and Modi is doing the butcher of Gujarat and of India. And you must remember the destroyer of the Muslims. How many masajid and mosques have they demolished? How many madrasas have they closed? How many Muslims are languishing there in the prisons and jail and so forth? So therefore, you Salafi scholars, you better rethink. You must remember, karo jo kuch karna hai, akhir maut hai. Do whatever you want to. Tomorrow, death will come. We all will be answerable to Almighty Allah, and there no barrister, no attorney, no advocate can come to our rescue. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every person will come individually to Almighty Allah and give hisab and reckoning. Then Sudais, I call him a traitor so many times, he showed what a big traitor he is. On that last night when they made Khatmul Quran, he praises in the dua, he takes his name of Murtad bin Shaitan, and he praises his Ru'yatul Ishreen wa Thalathin, Vision 2030. In the dua, on the occasion of Khatmul Quran, completion of the Quran, right in front of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Today's Ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah, your boot licking, and you understand, trying to curry favor with the royal family. Allah is disgracing you. وَدُ عِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَدُ ذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, and Allah will disgrace you very badly. Quran says so. Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever just deviates from the right path, he commits oppression, transgression, and zulm. You're siding with the zalim, with the dictator, the one who has put ulama, the imam of the haram, in jail. Sheikh Salih Al Talib, who has built cinemas in Medina, in Jeddah, Riyadh, allowed bikini beaches, allowed the rave shows, and what, the gays to sleep there in the hotel, and so forth, no question asked. Are you supporting such a person? Yes. You must remember, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ in the Haram Sharif, بِالْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So days, you understand this verse better than me. You read it better than me. You cry, but then you destroy all your actions by supporting this murtad and harami, the one who's making takhreeb Islam, destroying Islam from within, a shame and disgrace to you. Come to our country and you will see the politicians are busy, and they'll get some muftis and some maulanas, mufatiyas I call them. I see the president of the country and president of ANC will be there in Lodium, Pretoria for Eid. Don't you even feel shy? So you must remember to call non-Muslims to our sacred places, our mosque, our masajid, our Eidgah. أَيَبْتَهُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. If you think you will get a tender, if you think you will become a counselor, if you think you will become a mayor, Allah will disgrace you even more. Let us be honest about this. 30 years of ANC rule, what good they did. They destroyed this country. I came to Komatipur after so much, I don't know how many years or what have you. When I arrived there, 3 days and more, maybe you understand, 50, 60 hours, you must remember, they didn't have no lights, no power, no electricity. So service delivery, ESCOM a mess, remember that. And SAA a mess. Everything a mess. The railway lines a mess. Everything you have destroyed. And now you want to call them to your Eidgah. Shame on you. The brothers who invited them is a disgrace. You must remember that. Today, you must remember, is the first of Shawwal, 1445 here in South Africa and most parts of the world. It is the second of Shawwal. Yesterday, we were so busy, I even forgot to give to you the Ramadan diary. So yesterday, because brothers, sisters, children are writing it down. So on the 30th of Ramadan, this is for your Ramadan diary. Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, who was a giant of a scholar, remember he hailed from Andalus, Muslim Spain, and he was born on the 30th of Ramadan in the year 994, Gregorian calendar, in Cordoba, what they call Cordoba. So remember this, his great magnum opus and book is called Muhalla. So we don't agree with all his masail, but nevertheless that he was a giant of a scholar and a great scholar. So may Almighty Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Today we should spend, remember, his day of Eid in takbir and shukr and gratitude to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Once more we reiterate and repeat, for women to go to the Eidgah, any part of the world, absolutely haram and not permissible, according to all four schools. Which imam will allow you that you take your wife, you take your sister, your daughter, and she is now dressed to kill and told up and in front of full view of the men and all that, to lift up her posterior and all that in full view? And we non-Muslim country, how many non-Muslims will see all this? Have you got no shame? Don't you have any haya? So loose woman do this, the hadith says. Fayyazaniya, when a lady is a kharajatil mar'a, wahiya mutawattira, and she applies perfume, fragrance, what have you, lipstick, dipstick. Fabarrat bi majlisi kada, and she passes the man. There's no Eidgah, the man won't see you and you won't see the man. Fayyazaniya, she is an adulteress, a loose lady. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So think about that properly. Today is the day of Eid. So take your ghusl and bath, make your miswak, read takbir, use different roots, and before you go for your Eid salat, eat the dates, inshallah, odd numbers, you know, one date or 3 dates or 5 dates and so forth, and give out some charity, mashallah. So all these are the sunnahs for the day of Eid, and don't forget to pay your sadaqatul fitr, and that is 40 rand per person. So do that now, Fajr time, if you haven't done so as yet. And again, we wish all of you on behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Eidun Sa'id and Eid Mubarak, and we shall greet you with a sunnat greeting, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, that is mentioned in Bayhaqi. And Hafiz ibn Hajar said that Sahaba and the beloved companions of the Master alayhi salam also would greet one another with this greeting and sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, as mentioned in Fathul Bari, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So may Almighty Allah accept us, inshallah, my brother Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota, they're all there. So Allah Ta'ala accept them also. And inshallah, that brother Junaid will pose the questions. I am here in Komatipur. We thank our whole family here, mashallah. My brother-in-law, Abdul Haq, he passed away in 2020, somewhere there. So Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, buried in Barberton, my father-in-law. So there, he passed away, you must remember, there in Barberton, 1991. So we went there to the grave yard and cemetery. So we remember all of them. So we here by their house here in Komatipur. Allah reward the whole family. Gee, we have about 20, 25 minutes, Junaid Mota. So fire up all the questions. Remember, keep it short and sweet, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, I have been sitting for itikaf for many years. Generally, on the 29th night, we come out depending on the sighting of the moon. My question is, when the moon is not sighted on the 29th night, we stay 1 day extra. What is the benefit of this 1 day, as it is clear that the night of Laylatul Qadr has passed?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Itikaf is 10 days, brother. Sunnat itikaf. So 10 days and 10 nights. So that is what is itikaf. So itikaf is not for 9 days and nine nights. So you must remember that you stay till the end of the month of Ramadan. So now, according to your question, Laylatul Qadr has passed because 27 night is finished, 29 night is finished. So then we must finish Ramadan. It's wrong. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You must start your fasting when you sight the moon and the crescent. And you celebrate Eid al-Fitr when you sight the moon and the crescent. So therefore, if the moon was not sighted after 29 nights and 29 days and so forth, then remember, then we add the one day extra 30th day, like what happened in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, and South Africa. So therefore, we all had 30 days this year. And remember, so the itikaf will end when the month of Shawwal starts and not on when you feel like. And if you went out, then your itikaf is broken. And according to Hanafis, one day qada will be compulsory if anybody sunnat itikaf broke. Only according to Hanafis, then one day qada is compulsory. Tomorrow, for example, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever is convenient, you go to the masjid before sunset and you remain in the masjid from Maghrib to Maghrib, and that day you must be fasting as normal, whether it is your Ramadan qada fast or whether it is your Shawwal fast, but you must be fasting, and that qada will be compulsory for one day only, according to the Hanafi scholars and jurists.
Mufti, I was told that we cannot read any Nafil Salah on each day. Is this true?
100%. Now we will go for Eid Salat after Fajr. Just now we will go for Fajr Salat here to Masjid-e-Usman in Komatipur. And after Fajr, then we will make tayyari and prepare for Eid, take ghusl, bath and all that. And then we will move and go to the Eidgah, inshaAllah al-Aziz. So there, no azan for Eid Salat, no iqamah, no nafil salat, nothing. So the brothers and the sisters at home, you read takbir, remember, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. As I mentioned to you in the tafsir today, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185, and the Hadith Sharif of the Master, alayhi salam, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. So men will read there in the Eidgah, in a masjid, wherever they're performing, they are Eid Salat, and the women will read that at home. That is the takbir, inshaAllah, Aziz.
Mufti, instead of giving out my fitrah today, can I invite a poor family for breakfast or for lunch for a full meal?
Not permissible. When you invite people or you go and give them a meal, you have just made it permissible for them. You have not made them the owner and the malik of it. So when you never made them the owner and the malik, so malik means they can sell it, they can do whatever they want to with it. So then you must remember your zakat, your fitrah, fidya, nothing is valid. So this is a common error people make on Eid day. That they got 1,000 rain, they got 5,000, they just invite 10, 20, 100, 100 poor Muslims. They invite poor Muslims and give them a nice meal and they say it's done. It's not valid that. So we must make them the owner. So either give them the cash, either give them the rice and, you know, the milli meal or the cake flour and the food and so forth and whatever. You know what they like and what they need. So that is, and you make them the owner and no conditions must be attached.
Mufti, I started my fast in South Africa and went for Umrah. We had Eid yesterday in Makkah, but I am back home today. It is clear that I cannot fast today because of Eid. So far, I've only fasted 28 days. What do I do now?
In that case, you must keep one day qada. That's minimum, you must keep one day qada. So 29 days. So tomorrow, remember that is Friday or Saturday, Sunday, you must keep the one day qada. And all of you who want to keep the Shawwal fast, you must take cognizance of the following. And that is, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama Ramadan, whosoever kept all the fasts of Ramadan. So it means all 29 days, 30 days, depending which country you are in and so forth. Thumma, Thereafter, Adba'ahu Sittam min Shawwal. You followed it up with 6 fasts of Shawwal. Kana ka siyam iddahar. It's like you kept fast the whole year. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. On the authority of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. So first qada, and then you worry about the 6 fasts of Shawwal. The 6 fasts of Shawwal, you keep it consecutively. Or you can keep 1 day and miss 1-2 days intermittently. You can stagger it. So all that will be totally permissible.
Mufti, I am a revert. When can I start our 6 days to fast? And what is the benefit of the 6 days? I was told it was like fasting for the entire year. So rather, is it not better that I keep the 6 days instead of 30 days of Ramadan?
Not permissible. Fasting of Ramadan is compulsory. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. So Almighty Allah made the whole month fasting compulsory upon us. You, my brother, sister, go and read the noble Quran, chapter 2, surah 2, surah Baqarah, verses 183, 185, and so forth and so on. So therefore, your own thinking and logic cannot work here. So that's one. Second one, that the person who keeps all the fasts of Ramadan, 30 fasts, so Quran Kareem states, Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amsaliha. When you do good deeds, then it is multiplied minimum by 10. So that's 300. And you keep the 6 fasts, so that's multiplied by 10. So the maximum days one can have in an Islamic month is 360, which doesn't happen because some months will be 29. But let's just say hypothetically, for argument's sake, that every month from the 12 months are 30 days, so 360 days. So kana ka siyam iddahar is like fasting the whole year. That means the reward. It doesn't mean that you must not fast Ramadan and just keep the 6 fasts. Totally incorrect. It's haram to do so.
Mufti, can you elaborate on why women are not allowed to perform Eid Salah with some hadiths? Some are saying
we give
that
you Quranic verses, remember that, and we give you hadith, and we give you Sahaba, and we give you, you must remember, the 4 schools. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us regarding women, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, and women must stay glued to their homes. So this is compulsory for every Muslim lady in all parts of the world. All this business, we got the women gallivanting here, running taxis and so forth, morning going to school, dropping the children, afternoon picking them up, going here, going university, all these things here, where there are brothels actually running there. So all this absolutely haram and not permissible. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verse 33. Second one, you want hadith? Yes, hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a lady emerges and leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةِ, and she applied perfume, makeup, lipstick, dipstick, what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passes the man, so the man can see her, they will smell her fragrance, perfume, everything. فَهِيَ زَانِيَةِ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, will always be the exclusive, only mercy to the entire universe and creation, said she's an adulteress. She's a lady with loose morals and behaya and without shame and modesty. Fayazania. What a strong wa'id and warning that is. Remember that. So therefore, it's absolutely haram for our ladies to go to Eidgah in any part of the world. Go open At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib and go read the story of Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read Salat in Masjid Nabawi behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you read Salat at home, you'll get more reward. She said, okay, come to my house and show me where I must read. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and read 2 rakat Salat, and that was her musalla, her namaz room, her prayer room, and so forth. Sahih hadith. Sheikh Albani has mentioned it sahih. So I gave you Quran, I gave you hadith, now I'm giving you sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, in Targhib wa Tarhib, sahih, authentic. When some woman came for Jummah Salat, he sent them back home. He said, go back home. You got no place here. And أَخِرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. So all these are authentic, 100%, you must remember, and common sense. When the fuqaha and the jurors would allow in the good old days for a lady to come to Eidgah and so forth, was it with condition or carte blanche, without conditions? Obviously it was with conditions. Today, not one of the conditions are fulfilled. So therefore, according to all four schools, it's absolutely haram for women to go to Eidgah and so forth, because according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, nobody says that Eid Salat is compulsory upon women. And the last point, logical, common sense, which is not common nowadays. So you're going to go and lift up your posterior in full view of the public. Who does that? The woman who's bare ghairat, bare haya, without shame. You must remember that Islamically. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the daughter of Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam in chapter 28, verses 24, 25, 26. Go read. And when the two daughters, this was Sayyida Safura radiallahu anha, who subsequently became the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He left Egypt, came to Madian. He saw two women. They were one side. He asked them, what's wrong? They said, "Wa abuna shaykhun kabir." Our father is very old. He didn't know who the father was, that it was Shu'ayb alayhi salam. So he filled up their buckets. They went home early. They related the entire episode to their father. So he said, go call him. Allah praises her. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Oh, Ummah, look at this lady. How gait, G-A-I-T, her walking style was filled with bashfulness, with haya, with morality, with modesty, with shame and haya. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. That is what Islam teaches. Not you go in full view and lift up your posterior and do all these haram things there. So ittaqillah, my sisters, remember this. Your first salat, no tekada. And now you want to come there and commit haram and that, like the ladies who want to go for umrah alone, you know. So ek shauk pura karna hai. You just want to fulfill. You must remember one desire of yours and say, we practicing Islam. This is not practicing Islam, it's practicing on shaitan. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan, he beautifies and decorates for them the vices, you must remember. Allah protect us all.
Mufti, if we keep nafil roza and we break it later during the day, do we have to make qaza of this roza?
Take for example, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, speaking of tomorrow, so remember, we encourage you, all the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, that if your daughter, son, grandchildren, whoever is getting married, please send us, you must remember, that, you understand, nikah invitations, so that tomorrow, because all the programs will go back to normal from tomorrow, so Friday, inshallah, so between 10 and 10:30, we have the nikah announcements program on Zahid Khan. I sent him a nikah announcement yesterday also. So remember that A'alinun nikah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that announce the nikah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Second one, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi shawwal. Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa nikah with me, Hazrat Aisha, took place in Shawwal, and it was on the 10th of Shawwal. And if you work it out now, this year it works out very good, wonderful. Today is 1st of Shawwal. So this next Saturday will be 10th of Shawwal. So keep your nikah on Saturday. Keep your nikah on Friday. 90% of the country is Friday or is 10th Shawwal next week. So mashallah, in that way there, you will be practicing on Sunnah Nabawiyah. 10th Shawwal is mentioned in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif by Mullah Ali Qari. So any time in Shawwal you get married is Sunnah. So encourage and change the date also. If the need arises, don't delay. They commit more haram daily. They're talking and chatting and meeting and all. Since when all that is permissible? So that is of paramount importance. Now you are keeping Shawwal fast. So it is like Nafil fast, Sunnat fast, Nafil fast in this regard falls in the same category. Now you broke it. Now what happens? So the Hanafis, they will say, one qada is compulsory only. Why Quran Sharif states, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ Don't nullify and break your actions and so forth and so on. So therefore, Hanafi scholars will say that is compulsory. That one qada, anytime. The sooner you keep it, the better. Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis say no. It's not compulsory. When you broke a nafil salat, a nafil, remember, roza, fast, and so forth. So why? Because Quran Sharif states, ma alal muhsinina min sabil, that the people who do favor, meaning it's not something compulsory upon them, but it is something good they do. But if they broke it then, so you must remember that beside Hajj and Umrah, so then they don't have to keep qaza. So that is, but if it's Hajj or Umrah, you broke it, then Quran Kareem states, وَاتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ You must complete the Umrah, the Hajj, that for whatever circumstances you couldn't fulfill it, so for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, so that is compulsory.
Mufti, we eat so much on each day. Is it necessary to wake up for Sehri the next day to fast? Also, I want to know, up to what time can I make intention to fast if I haven't decided yet if I'm going to fast or not?
Remember, on Eid day to fast is haram. So that you can't fast if you're celebrating Eid today. If you celebrated Eid yesterday, like 80-90% of the countries, and today is Thursday, and normally the Master alayhi salatu salam would fast on a Thursday, and wherever you are, Shawwal has started, you perform your Eid Salat, everything yesterday. So today is 2nd of Shawwal, and you want to keep the Shawwal fast, provided that you keep all your Ramadan fast, then you must remember for Nafil fast, Sunnah fast, then you can make intention in the morning also, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So that also will be permissible according to all schools. Why? Because Nabi alayhi salatu salam sometimes would make intention during the course of the day in the morning, provided that before that you have not eaten or drank something and so forth and so on. So then it will be permissible for Nafil and Sunnah fast, not for Farz fast. Remember, for Nafil and for Qadha fast and that, you must make intention at night. So before Sehri times end, you must make the intention already for those people who want to keep the Qadha fast of Ramadan and so forth.
Mufti, if a person misses the Idgah and Salah, can one read it at home on their own before having breakfast?
Remember that to read Eid Salat, all the conditions that are applicable for, you must remember Jummah Salat are applicable for the Eid Salat. That's according to the Hanafi scholars and jurists. And therefore, we must remember for Hanafis, they say, to go and read Eid Salat alone, not permissible. It will be null and void. It will not be valid. Yes, Shafis and them are flexible on this issue. They say you read Eid Salat. For example, our ladies. So now we say it's haram for them to come to Eidgah and that. So now if they want to read at home, according to Shafis and them, so that will be permissible, remember. But according to Hanafi, it's not permissible. La li rijal wa la li nisa. Not for the men and nor for the women will it be permissible that they read at home and say that we read Eid Salat. So we should be clear on that issue.
Mufti, modern technology is taking the forefront in society. Is it permissible to greet our friends and family through phone calls instead of going to visit them at their homes?
Yes, but you must remember, very good question, that is for overseas. That not you make video call and you're talking to somebody else's wife and some strangers, all that haram, obviously. So we need to be very careful and not get carried away by technology and so forth and so on. Second one is this, now I'm here in Komatipur, right? There's different thing, I'm Musafir and so forth, we have our own tight schedule and what. But let's say I'm living here, or in Lens, where we're going to, where you are. So in a case like that, you must remember, we got family, friends, and now you got the time. So you go and visit them, mashallah. Very good, the men, the women, the women, the women, and so forth. It's a day of happiness, of joy, of unity, harmony, like that. But remember that if you can't, it's fine. Then you just contact them by phone and so forth. Daughter-in-law should contact the mother-in-law. So like that, it should be the junior should contact the senior. She shouldn't wait for the senior. Remember that, you must remember that the senior must phone her, contact her. You must contact, remember that. The student must contact the teacher, not the teacher must contact the student, and so forth and so on. So we need to get our act together and our priorities also right.
Sheikh Mufti, is it sunnah on the day of Eid to eat after the Fajr Salah?
So remember that to eat that before you go for Eid Salah, to eat dates and all that is sunnah. So you must remember that you eat, you understand, one day, 3 days, all that. So and after Eid Salah, so now you want to have a nice breakfast, sumptuous breakfast. So best is you eat there on the dasturkhan, on the floor. But if you eat on the table and all that, it will be permissible. You must remember in Ibn Majah, there's a hadith also. Go and see Fatawa Darul Zakariya. You will find all the details there by our Honorable Ustad. It's not sunnat or something, but if there's a need, necessity or something, people are old, sickly and so forth, so that is permissible, no problem.
Mufti, Eid Mubarak to you and your staff members. Today is Eid. I want to know, why you are still on radio? Don't you and your staff celebrate Eid with your families?
So we must remember, we make our sacrifices, we go here and there, so more and more people can benefit. Take this trip of mine with the help and mercy of Allah. I came on Monday to Barberton, how many hundreds of people benefited? We came to Malalan, then how many hundreds of people in Komatipur? Yesterday, you must remember, after Fajr program, after Zohar program, after Asr program, after Isha program, and now today, after Fajr, there won't be, because we're all going to prepare for Eid, and then I'll go there. So in Islam, we must not be bakhil and miserly. That we just think of ourselves and family, we must think of the Ummah, and how we can become an asset to the Ummah. The Quran Sharif states, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You look at the ocean and you will see the bubble and the foam. So that will all disappear. That is a sign of batil and falsehood. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And when you become one that is, you understood, that is an asset to humanity, فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then you will be, remember, فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Your name will shine and glitter for centuries. You see, we take the name Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, all of them. Remember, they became an asset to humanity, and that is how, you must remember, that is how we're going now to the masjid with the diesel. So the diesel makes a lot of noise, you know. So therefore, anyway, we'll carry on with the program. فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So you must remember that it is why we make the فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So that is why we say that the ummah must come on sacrifice and they must become an asset to humanity. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Muslim Sharif and so forth. So forth, man istata'a minkum ay yanfa'ahu falyanfa'ahu. That whosoever of you can become an asset to humanity, so you must become an asset to humanity. We can't be thinking so stingily that, no, I mustn't go anywhere. I must just sit with my wife and my children and leave the ummah. So that is not what Islam teaches. Authentic hadith, remember in Musnad Ahmad, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin." When a person is not bothered and concerned about the affairs of the Muslims, and then falaysa minhum, he doesn't really belong to this ummah. He has a Muslim name, everything, but he's still a Muslim, but he's not a true Muslim, a devoted, dedicated Muslim. So that's why we undertake these journeys and trips, and we don't go to our families and all that on Eid day, because there's a greater need for this in all parts of the world.
Mufti, final question. I've been a
Mufti, just speak but louder, because now we hear on the car, you must remember, and it's diesel, you know, make a big noise also. So you must remember that, just speak but much louder, please.
Okay, our final question. Mufti, I've been accredited for Hajj. Can I travel in the all ladies group, as I don't have a mahram?
For ladies to go for Hajj without a mahram is totally haram, according to the Hanafi scholars and the Hanbali scholars. In a case like that, If she doesn't have a husband, she doesn't have a mahram, her father, her brother, her nephew or son or whatever, maybe from previous marriage, then and now she's this accredited. So she must inform Sahuk and them that she's not going or she's deferring it. Maybe things will change, she gets married or what have you. And remember, otherwise she must write in her will that for her hajj, a badal, that somebody, she gives the money, 100,000 to ABC person who perform hajj, and then that person will perform the hajj on her behalf. So that is the Hanafi and Hanbali school. According to Shafi'is and Maliki's, if it is a nafil hajj that she's going for, she performed hajj already, then it's haram for her to go for nafil hajj without a mahram. But if it is farz hajj, then remember, it's compulsory, she should go. But she goes for a hajj with jama'atin nisa'i thiqat, with a group of ladies that are reliable, and not just with any lady. So that will be like a last resort, that we must remember that this lady should understand and go there, inshallah. So JazakAllah khairan to you, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, all our esteemed listeners. Once again, we wish you, remember, Eid Mubarak, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, and may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala bless you, bless your family. Again, we repeat and reiterate that don't be so oblivious and, you know, of the plight of the Ummah. The Ummah is weeping, crying in Gaza. They're keeping the flag flying, and you see the Burmese Muslims, Rohingya Muslims, Kashmir and India, and there in Syria and Libya, and many other countries, remember, of the world. So on this Mubarak day of Eid al-Fitr, so at least make dua for the Ummah. Allah Jalla wa'ala bless you, bless all of us, and all our broken, humble efforts that we carried out during the month of Ramadan. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jami' a'malina as-saliha ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, accept all our good deeds out of your grace, your mercy, your benevolence, O Almighty Allah. To you, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Jazakallah khairan. Inshallah, I'll be back home Zuhr time. Inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.